Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the firm of Harris and Marang.
I was terrified that I was not going to make the show on time.
Patrick Harris.
Hi, friend.
Danny Marang.
I'm one of those weirdos.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hi, friends. Welcome in on a Thursday, baby.
Thankfully, I made it.
What do you mean? Were you thinking about not coming to work today?
No, not thinking.
To be fair, I think about it every day.
No, didn't have that. I did not fall asleep until very late last night. I just, for whatever reason, I don't know.
What is very late?
Last time I looked at the clock, it was like 1:58.
Ooh.
So, yeah, that was the last time I looked at the clock. So, who knows what time I actually fell asleep? 2:30? 3? I don't know.
That's bartender hours right there.
Yeah. And it was just like one of those things where I was like, I'm just not tired. And it just, no matter what I did, I could not fall asleep. So the alarm goes off. And I don't snooze very often, but I'm like, I'm going to snooze. I hit the off button.
Yeah.
Oops. So I woke back up and I was like, man, that didn't feel like a snooze nap. That felt like I fell back asleep for another hour nap. I look at the clock. It says 7:58. And I went, whoop.
I
hauled to get out of there.
I left the house at 7:45 this morning. On Thursdays, I try to leave early so I can catch the full Josh Pate experience
on
Dirt and Sprague. I was a little late out the gate this morning. And then there was a wreck on I-5 in Vancouver. And I had the, you were going to be in your car for an hour. Nope, we take that back. 35 minutes. Nope, we take it back. An hour. And it ended up being 35 minutes. So I went through that roller coaster. But it was easy to deal with because I listened to Josh Pate on Dirt and Sprague.
Well, there you go. And at least it turned out that direction instead of the opposite way.
Yes. Yes. Yeah,
I got brought a different way via the Google Maps.
I only got one way, man. I got two rivers that I got to cross.
Yo, I eventually have to do that. But there's
I got no choice.
There's five different paths to get to I-5. But they all kind of have to converge at the same spot.
Oh, and then, yeah, for me, there's...
And then I go, yeah, so...
Just one for me up in the coove.
It was, it was a mild... Like, I am a... if I'm not 10 minutes early, I'm late guy, and it really bothers me. I don't really get...
You're late a lot, then.
Well, yeah, because I get stuck in traffic hell, and it makes me... Like, I don't get anxiety except for if I'm running late for something, and it drives me nuts.
You must be anxious all the time.
No, because I'm never late to anything. That's the thing. So when I am, and I'm like... actually late, it's like bothersome for me.
Yeah, I'm not a late guy. I can't stand it. My wife is very appreciative that I am not a late guy because it helps keep her on. Mm-hmm. She can be late.
Oh god, yeah. No, yeah. People that just don't care about other people's time piss me off.
My best friend, he is classic for, I'm on my way. I'm on I-5 right now, and he's texting me from the toilet.
Yeah. Like, I hate that person.
Sweet dude.
I hate that person. Like that is an evil, evil, evil person that has no consideration for other people's time.
Evil, like the fruits of the devil.
Yes, I just that is a you want to talk about like the thing that will just drive me absolutely crazy to the point of like wanting to punch somebody. That is very high on the list. Very high on the list.
I wanted to shave this morning. I didn't get the chance to shave.
Are you a morning shaver or a night shaver?
I'm a morning shaver. Because I am a morning shower.
Okay.
Oh, I have to morning shower. If I don't shower in the morning, I'm like super gross.
You feel greasy.
Yeah, I'm really gross. And I know it's like, well, you're really gross till like 7 o'clock and then take a shower. And it's like, no, I don't want to do that. Cuts into my drinking time.
And you wonder why you're greasy in the morning.
That's why you have the shower beer.
Well, I know, but then it like warms up because at night I take a longer shower and then the beer warms up. And I'm sure there's probably like some dirty water splashing into my beer, which is not a great thing.
Is it dirty?
Well, I mean, if it hits you and pops up.
I guess. I mean, if you're that dirty.
I mean, are you covered in soap the entire time? No.
No, but I mean, once you're rinsed off, once you've soaped.
But it's
soaped.
That rinse. Though.
See, now, here.
See, this... and I don't soap up for at least 5 minutes into the shower.
Oh, I have a. I'm like a 6 minute showerman.
Oh, I am like
I'm,
a 6 minute
I'm in and out
before.
In about 6 minutes.
I'm a 6 minute guy before I even start.
Yeah, I'm with Harris on this one. I did this the other day where I didn't realize it. Like, I'm just kind of doing the old. You know, forearm on the wall, head on the forearm kind of deal. Like, oh, my back was super tight from playing golf, and I just let the hot water hit my back for God knows how long. And then I when I got out, I'm like, oh, no, I'm very wrinkly. I did the, like, rub your fingers together thing, and I went, I can't remember the last time I got the old sponge fingers.
I have super dry skin, and I've been, like, hitting up dermatologists a lot lately to try to figure it out. Actually, the best success I've had was I went to an allergist because I guess eczema crosses the Venn diagram between dermatology and allergy. Mm-hmm. And she was great and really helped me out. But her number one advice was
don't take long hot showers.
Yeah. And I was like, shut up, lady. She'd tell me what to do.
Yep.
So now, not to throw my wife under the bus here, but you talk about you don't like the shower beer because of the water and stuff. Yeah, I'm throwing her under the bus. Where do you guys stand on brushing your teeth in the shower?
You know, I think I feel this
and
way
like
about
keeping the tube of toothpaste and the toothbrush in the like on a shower caddy stuck to the wall.
That's kind of the,
and it's that's the line of demarcation.
Yeah. And it's on the opposite side of the shower head, but. Yeah.
See, I've wanted to shave and brush my teeth in the shower, and I just can't do it.
You can't shave in the shower?
They're just separate things. No, I shave in front of the mirror.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends. Like, if I'm just doing like a when I was in the military, it didn't matter because everything was coming off.
Yeah, maybe I just need a nice mirror in my shower.
An anti-fog mirror.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that could maybe
it's doable.
I think could maybe do it.
Do some other things in that mirror too.
No, that is a place to be clean, sir. I'm not in here to get dirty.
Wow. Look at you, prude.
High and mighty, dude.
Prude.
High and mighty.
God.
But I don't think she should keep the toothbrush in the shower, though. I'm kind of anti that.
Yeah, I'm against
that. Well, do you
that.
Guys share the same toothpaste? My wife and I use different brands.
Yes, and so that's
we
why
use
I get
different brands.
That's why I get frustrated when I go to brush my teeth at the sink like a normal person.
And you have to go to the shower,
and dude, I have to go grab it out of the shower.
Dude, I think you just need to switch to your own brand now, man. Oh, I rock my own brand.
She'll just like that one more.
Well, and then the other problem is, too, is that...
My wife doesn't care about toothpaste, and I'm like, I want designer toothpaste.
No, I just we go the $1.99 Colgate, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
But
are you kidding me? Harris is over. He's got some freaking organic toothpaste.
No, I wish. No, I have, like, extra strength, made in a lab toothpaste.
Oh, God.
My wife, she's so bad
about... Well, I got bad teeth, dude. It's just born that way.
We can't get a tube of toothpaste that has a screw-on cap because she won't screw it back on and it'll just get lost.
Oh, so you had the flip cap?
Even with the flip cap, she doesn't close it! Like 75% of the time!
That might be the epitome of laziness, not closing the flip cap on the toothpaste. Is there anything lazier than
that?
Or
if she does close it, it doesn't do the snap close.
It doesn't do the click? It's just... Oh, man.
I've got... Mine's a twist-off, twist-on, and I have to put it back on because if you don't, that's how your toothpaste container gets all crazy.
No, it's like
some squeezes out and some falls all around the circle thing, and it's in a bad spot.
Well, yeah, and then it's like you're up, you know, when you get up in the morning to pee, and it was like you were up all night having sex.
Yeah, it's the truth.
I think I told this story once before.
You thought I was going to laugh, and I actually just agreed.
Yeah, sorry, it was me, myself, and Irene. Sorry.
I did not catch that.
Yes.
If I remember right, I think Dusty was like, what? When I was in basic training, you know, for those that don't know, when you're in basic training, there's no shower doors, there's no toilet doors, there's no nothing. It's just a row of toilets, it's a row of sinks, it's a row of urinals. It's
prison.
It's wide open.
The way I like it.
And,
What you got over there? What you hiding, dude? You hiding a hog?
Oh, hey.
Who let a pig in this place?
So you only have so much time to get ready every day, and you are sped up. And I am a morning pooper. And there's nothing When literal war zone conflicts, I'm still regular. It doesn't stop. That train stops for no one. It's going to happen. And so knowing this, I would get up as early as possible because I was a flight leader. And because I was in charge of my group of guys, and I would have to get them like going and making sure we're ready to go. Everybody's whatever thing that we're going to go do, that we're dressed for, prepared for, packed away, squared away, all these things. And so for me to maximize my time, I would brush my teeth while pooping.
That's gross.
That's awful.
That's gross. That's a no. Yep. That's an absolute no.
That's that going to be also, a no for me, dog.
That is also an inside thought.
Yep.
That is an inside thought that you do not share with others.
I did it then. I don't do it now. I had 3.5 minutes to do 9 things. So I would brush my teeth and shave while on the can.
Nope. Don't like that.
Yep.
Nope. Don't like that at all.
I will never forget it. My drill instructor, or TI then, technical instructor, came in, started to bark at everybody about not being ready, and he looked at me and saw me with a razor in one hand and my toothbrush in my mouth while I'm sitting on the can, and he stopped just mid-scream and went, "Carry on," and just walked.
I got a lot of problems with you people.
No, he just said, "Carry on," and walked out. When I graduated basic training, he goes, "That was one of the most insane things I think I've ever seen."
Nope.
Please clap.
I'm out.
So.
Yikes. Shaving on the toilet? Sure. Maybe. The other one? No way.
Now imagine if they didn't flip the cap down on the toothpaste.
Oh-cally-dokally.
Yeah, that's the biggest part of the problem there.
Oh-cally-dokally. Well, we got a great little Thursday show for you here today. Tomorrow's a big football Friday, so I'm trying to cram in a bunch of stuff today that I know we won't get to tomorrow because there's a lot to get to tomorrow, especially in the college football world. So we'll hang out in the NFL a little bit today. There's a Seahawks game tonight you can catch right here on The Fan. Shout-out Isaac Ropp and Jason Sukanik for getting the day off. Lucky you guys. But we'll get to a ton of other cool stuff. There's Ryder Cup. Do you got any juice going into it with America? We will debut a brand new segment today, 12:15, 10 toes down. Something you unequivocally believe in, whether it's life or sports. So you can get those into us throughout the entire day on the YouTube chat or the fan text line, 503-864-6326. But we're going to start here. The big dump. 60 dumps. 60 dumps.
Do you think he brushes his teeth afterwards?
Not while sitting on the toilet.
I think you got to buy him dinner first.
There you go.
And the 60th was a big one. We'll go to Seattle, where we'll start. 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
1016 Portland Sports Leader, don't you forget it. We are live from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge, 503-864-6326. She'll let you interact with us throughout the entire day. That's the fan text line. Also, shout out youtube.com/1051TheFan. You can watch us there, can chat with us there. Sometimes we get a little off the rails over there. Come hang out with us. We're in for a good time.
Text line is always more unhinged. Always.
Well, because there's no, there's less identity involved.
Trust me.
I mean, I can see your phone number.
Also, I've run some of your phone numbers. I know who you are when you go too far. Just to be like, okay, I need to put this guy on a watch list.
I have contemplated getting a burner phone just for the text line. Just to troll people.
I mean, that'd be fun.
Before I was like heavily involved.
There you go. That'd be fun.
Yeah. I wanted to be the guy that was like on a Thursday that's like, dude, why isn't the baseball show on tonight? I could use that tonight.
Oh, you're gonna do it.
Just put that
way.
Guy on. No, I'm joking. I would never.
No,
do
you're
that.
Not.
That
you're
show
not.
Stunk, dude.
You're
you
not. You're not. You're not though. I 100%. That crossed your mind. That was a real thought that you had. You were like, I can give myself some good PR here and get the boys in the morning riled up. Now, I just had to preface the show today. I only had one energy drink, and I only have one energy drink.
I don't see anything in front of you.
I don't even have my man jug. This is going to be...
You're just colding it. You're raw dogging
raw
this
dog
day.
In the show, dude.
Well, I see the little yellow tin, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, I couldn't go caffeine. That's how I do my day, a little caffeine.
The meringue flip.
That's what we call the meringue cocktail.
Yeah. Caffeine. Yeah, no, I couldn't go caffeine and nicotine free.
So are you going to take a nap after this?
No, I'm going to... or use a delivery service to deliver energy drinks. If you're wondering the level of desperation I'm at.
Whoa.
Oh yeah.
That dude, you have problems.
Yeah, I have a caffeine problem.
Sure.
Yeah. Caffeine.
Caffeine.
Okay. I got the two alcoholics telling me I've got a problem.
Whoa, good God. Whoa, I have never.
Says the guy who admitted to brushing his teeth on the crapper.
I was in basic training.
I have also never been to a meeting, and I'm going to go on a limb and say neither has Jeff Ross.
No?
Okay. So keep that in mind.
By the way, functioning.
Non-quitter.
Yeah, there you go.
Winner.
Unbelievable. Unfreaking believable.
Winner.
You can put it on the board.
Well, a lot of excitement in Seattle last night as the Mariners had their boy in Cal Raleigh, the big dumper. I think what's really fun about this is Aaron Judge hit two home runs in the Yankee game, 50 and 51, and Cal was like, yeah, dude, hold my beer. Hold my beer. Did you see Cal Raleigh's 59th home run?
No.
That BZ went to the upper deck in right field.
Bomb.
Upper deck in right field.
An upper decker for the dumper?
The dumper hit an upper decker. It was a thing of beauty. He's got this really cool swing, and I think this is probably why, like, his average numbers are kind of down, why he's not some, you know, great average hitting. Like, that's the argument with Judge, and I don't know if we really need to get into MVP stuff. We can if you want. But that's what's
I'm not going to give you that.
That's what's really cool about Judge is Judge's swing is kind of built for all of it. And a lot of his, you know, doubles and line drive singles are him just oomphing that so-me out to the outfield, to where Cal has got a very launch angle dependent home run swing. So when he hits bombs, those things are bombs. And that's like from an entertainment standpoint, that's really fun to watch.
That's the McGuire, Pujols, Schwarber.
Schwarbs is so much like this.
Schwarbs has got that upper, honestly, Griffey.
Mm-hmm.
Griffey had the uppercut. Like
Trout used to be a little bit that way. Trout was one of the first guys that really leaned into the launch angle sabermetric.
The lean back in the stance, mm-hmm. like where you had guys like McGuire and Pujols. So those are the guys, you know, the big home run hitters for the Cardinals that I loved. Those guys did the big leg kick, but also dip the back shoulder down a ton. Mm-hmm. Where Trout
and Tomy was the big drop down too for Cleveland.
And like, there's just something. It's almost romantic. Don't get me wrong. When you get the exit velo where it's touching like 120. When you get I think the highest this year was 119 or something like that. Was that right? I want to pull that.
I'm
up.
I'm not sure what the highest velo is.
MLB, what is it? MLB Savant? Yeah. I love that they call their analytics the Savant.
Well, it's baseball, man. It's classy.
It's classy. Like Savant. Let's see.
Dumper goes 60. He joins Babe Ruth, Roger Maris, and Aaron Judge with the only guys to hit 60 in the American League.
A catcher hitting 60 is
Ruth.
Still...
Ruth in 27, Maris 61 in 61. That's the easiest one to remember. And Judge 62 in 22. Those are all real easy to remember. And Cal Raleigh 60 in 25 with four games to go. There's a lot of genuinity. Is that a word? Can I say that?
Genuineness?
Genuinity?
Holy crap. They broke 120 this year.
Who did that?
take a wild.
I'm going with Kyle Schwarber.
It's not him. It's not who you think it is, but it's who you think it is.
Is it Shohei Ohtani?
No. So think you've got. You're on the right path of a large human. He's hits for power, but is not. Hasn't ascended.
Josh Bell.
O'Neill Cruz.
Oh, O'Neill Cruz. Oh, yeah. Oh, I remember that one.
122.9. It was earlier in the season. Yes. I remember that because it was like, I would say, a delayed point. Watching the moon bomb is super fun, but when somebody hits a ball that hard on a line drive, it is something else to behold.
Yeah, I think there's something really cool about Cal Raleigh and the way he's handled all this. There's a lot of almost cheeky genuineness to him. If you watch him when he hits number 60, he's got a little grin on his face after he rounds first. Like, he's looking out to right field going, oh, my God, I can't believe I hit 60 home runs. And that, I think, when you can see baseball players, like any athlete, really, in any sport, see them really show genuine emotion.
Live in the moment.
Live in the moment and not, like, I'm serious and I'm focused in it the whole time, or LFG from Tom Brady sort of thing. And you can see a guy kind of, it's almost like breaking the fourth wall, you know, behind the scenes camera. That's really fun. And
the appreciation for what you've done and what you're doing in that moment.
And I loved to see that. This was the call for his 59th home run.
Next pitch to Cal. Fly ball!
That's pretty rad. That's pretty rad. And what's interesting is the text line, 503-864-6326, excuse me, I can't speak, along with the YouTube chat, a couple Yankee fans calling in on this. And I find it interesting that they are seceding. No, they are conceding.
There you go.
The MVP. They're kind of just like, you know what? Have it.
Look,
I can't, because it's hard to tell context, and I'm not trying to say Yankee fans are sour grapes, but it's almost like they're mad that Cal's getting the attention and Aaron Judge is not. But I think one of the biggest reasons why Cal is getting the attention and the Yankees are not is because of this.
Comes the 1-2. Ball game! The Mariners win! Seattle, you've waited long enough. It's time.
And I think there's a lot going on with Seattle winning the division. They've got momentum right now. And talking with Boss Man Cooley earlier, he feels great about his Yankees, but they're not carrying the same kind of jazz, pun intended, that I feel this Seattle team has. There's a lot of, like, moxie going on this team. They feel a little destiny driven for me. I'm not going to say they're going to the World Series.
I've seen that show before.
I understand, but this team is built differently than that 2001 team. And I don't care. The only people around from that 2001 team is the manager. Dan Wilson was the catcher in 2001, and he's the manager. This, you know, with how well Castillo pitched last night, you're looking at buys, you're looking at Wu getting healthy. This team's got real, real juice and real momentum going forward.
And it's going to make it hurt so much more when they fall on their face.
You know, why can't you just be positive towards some fan bases?
Look, I have genuine love for Mariners fans because you have been subjected to hell.
So jump on board, dude. The water's nice.
I want this for you guys. I think it's dope as hell. I have zero faith because it is something, you know, you've said this where you're like, I don't believe in the past and da-da-da-da, every team's different. I am the complete opposite side. When you've got something so infectious in your franchise, the Red Sox, the Cubs, the Mariners, the Browns, when you've got it that's just buried in your DNA, you have to break it. not have a chance to. You have to break it before I'll believe it.
I understand, but what I think, what I'll counter with on this side, and I totally forgot, Edgar Martinez is the hitting coach in Seattle, too. So there is two guys.
A little gar action.
I totally forgot that. And I've seen, like, Buehner in the booth and Cameron in the dugout. So, that's true. 2001 guys are hanging around. I mean, it's a great time to hang around. I think when you get to this point and you are Chicago, LA is going through this a little bit. We'll get to playoffs here in a second. Like the Yankees, yeah, that's in your DNA, but you are, at this time of the year, you are expected to do it. And kind of like what I've been saying about this Penn State Oregon game, and I know Brandon and I got into it a little bit about that, but it's like Seattle's playing with house money here, and you can kind of do whatever you want to do because there it's not 116 wins. It's just you won the division. Most likely going to be the 2 seed, a good shot to get the 1 seed, but you have not been the dominant team all year. And nobody expects you to be a dominant team, just like to your point. I think this is a really fun team, and I would venture to argue that there's a lot of people in Major League Baseball that look around and see their teams not in it and are rooting for the Seattle Mariners.
I am. I'm one of them.
Yeah.
I'm a Cardinals fan.
They're a fun team to root for.
I want them to do well. I love Julio. I think he's a hell of a player. I want that pitching staff to come to life. I love Cal Raleigh. Speaking of Cooley, we were talking about the MVP. We don't have to go into it, but he's like, well, Judge is beating Cal in every stat. I'm like, yeah, at the plate.
Yeah.
Cal Raleigh is doing this. He's number one. He's the only catcher to ever hit 60 home runs.
A switch hitting catcher.
He has 49 as a catcher.
Just stop right here. He's the only catcher in baseball history to hit 60 bombs. Like, that's where the argument stops for me.
Well, and only switch hitter to do it, too, correct?
You know, but I don't love the narrative, though, that if you hit 60 home runs, that instantly gives you the MVP. I don't think that's the case here.
No.
But I think some people are like, if he gets to 60, then it's his. I don't think that's the case. I read this stat to you guys outside, but I'll share it with the audience now. These are the list of people who hit 60 home runs and how they fared in the MVP. In 27, Ruth hit 60. There was no MVP. 61, Maris hit 61, won the MVP. Judge in 22 won the MVP. Sosa hit 63 in 99, lost to Chipper Jones. That Braves team went to a World Series, I believe, in 1999. 2001, Sammy Sosa hit 64, lost to Barry Bonds. That 2001 Barry Bonds season might be the greatest season in the history of baseball. McGuire in 99 hit 65, lost to Chipper Jones. In 98, Sosa hits 66. He wins the MVP. Cubs go to the playoffs. McGuire hits 70 that year. He lost to Sosa because the Cardinals were bad. 73 for Bonds in 01 won him the MVP. So hitting more than 60 home runs does not guarantee you an MVP.
No.
But to your point, what he does behind the dish does factor.
And that's the part of this. You had 60 home runs as a catcher. The most difficult position to play physically. You were squatting all damn day. How many games did he catch this year? Was like 140?
I mean, more than most.
Yeah. So he's basically an everyday catcher who's also one of the best defensive catchers in baseball while also hitting 60 bombs, something no one in his position in 165 years of the game has ever done.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, well, Judge has done this and, only other guy who's done this is Bonds. And it's like, cool.
Juiced out of his mind.
Cool. This guy did something nobody has ever done in the history of the game.
I'd be curious to hear what Jeff Passan thinks about the MVP today. He had that cool tweet yesterday.
Yeah, the idea of like
if I had to vote for today, I'd vote for Judge and I'd feel terrible about it. Congratulations to the Seattle Mariners for taking the AL West for the first time since 2001. Get yourself ready. You still got something to play for. Dodgers come to town. Keep them down and give yourself what a playoff looks like. Run that rotation out there. I want to see Logan Gilbert and George Kirby against that Dodger lineup and see how you fare when it gets to the playoffs, because everything changes and that's where we're going to go next. This playoff looks absolutely wild and could be anything but what we see today or exactly what we see today. And we'll go there next, especially in the American League. But first, we'll toss it to Rust with sports.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
TNCs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're a Seattle heavy hour for you guys today on a Thursday as we'll get to the Thursday night football game here in about 15 minutes. But I want to use this opportunity since we're talking a little bit of baseball to take a peek at the playoffs shaping up. Like I said, tomorrow is a huge, huge football Friday. So we're going to kind of shoehorn in some little stuff here today before we really jack up this weekend. And I want to take a look at the playoff situation as the Mariners, as we spoke, clinched the American League West for the first time since 2001. And I think one of the cooler things that they did with this is in the process, potentially buried the Houston Astros. And I think if you're a Mariner fan, it's like such bittersweet.
If you're a baseball fan.
That is true.
If you're a baseball fan.
Never forget. I think there is a better chance. Nope, I'm not going to say that. That might be insulting. But I will never forget. Let's put it that way.
On a 10 toes down day, you went one toe down.
I'm protecting the integrity of this show and station.
Coward.
You just don't forget. So I think that's a little bittersweet. You know, if the Mariners win the division, keep the Astros out and Cal wins an MVP, you're feeling pretty good about it. But the American League especially is such a wild, wild place to be right now. I got a good buddy who's a Tigers fan who thinks they're not even making the playoffs. You got George Springer yelling at umps. If you want to give the Yankees the division, just give it to them. Yet somehow the Astros can still get into the playoffs. The Blue Jays could still win the East. The Tigers can still win the Central. If you look at the playoff race right now in the American League, it would be Detroit and Cleveland in the wild card, Boston and New York in the wild card. The winner of Cleveland-Detroit would get Seattle. The winner of New York-Boston would get Toronto. Outside of Cleveland in the three spot there? Nope, that's not true. That entire thing could look different tomorrow.
It is, you know, a month ago I was wondering, we talked about this a little bit off air, like how boring this season kind of looked of like what races were going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have a race in almost every division.
It's pretty great. The Diamondbacks sold at the deadline and are a game out of the wild card.
Like, wait, what?
Terry Francona got hired off a golf course and Cincinnati is a game behind in the wild card.
And if you watch Cincinnati to start this season, you would not have believed.
No, they had a lot of hype.
Chance in hell.
Had a lot of hype going into the year. I mean, Ellie is the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
Ellie is the real deal. So is Hunter Green. But they had such a poor start, but they're bringing it around. And I think that's what's really exciting. And I think if you're an American League fan, one thing that'll really get your juices flowing is division matchups in the wild card. You're telling me Detroit, Cleveland, Boston, New York in the wild card? That's fun baseball.
Oh,
might not be the sexiest matchups.
No, sending rivals home in playoffs, I mean, that's...
Because let me tell you what, as a Cleveland Guardians fan, Cleveland Indians fan before, Cleveland-Detroit is not fun baseball to watch. It's not. Yankees-Red Sox is a lot more sexy from an entertainment process. But like... our games are going to be on at 10 a.m. on a Tuesday. Like, buckle up for that. That's the kind of baseball
on
we play.
On the CW.
On the CW digital only.
Yeah.
Yeah. Streaming only.
It's the NBA TV version of the NBA playoffs where you're getting the 3:30, 4 o'clock start time.
Yeah, Orlando's down 3-0 against
Cleveland.
Boston. Yeah, or Cleveland. And it's like, that's on NBA TV at 3 o'clock.
Yeah. It's not even getting like a 4:30 West Coast time. It's getting buried and another game is going on.
We didn't even send announcers to call the game. It's actually just squeeches.
Just squeaks on the
floor.
I would love to.
Well, I know because we always talk about how we want to hear trash talk. And
have you ever had been watching a game where the audio, like the broadcast audio drops out and you just get all natural?
In Major League Baseball, you used to be able to, I don't remember if you can, you could do ballpark cam.
Mm.
Where it was no announcers and you just heard the ballpark. So you're dun, 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 dun.
Oh, yeah. You get the organ all game?
Yeah. And that's kind of cool.
Can I scroll a moment for you for a second?
Sure.
I got down a rabbit hole with organs on TikTok, I think
like
it was.
Like the things inside of us
no,
or the football team in Eugene?
No. The things you play.
Oh,
So
I played piano for 20 years.
I'm used to the like baseball organ, which is very, very simple. Have you seen these ones that are in like orchestras and in like ancient cathedrals?
There's
the
one
47 pedals and knobs and all of these things like the what like an organ traditionally is. I had no idea that they were that intricate and that insane, like the pitch matching, tone matching, like it's like it's a full on machine. And I like there's this woman who play, I can't remember what orchestra she plays in. But there's a camera like above and behind her, and she's this tiny little woman. And the organ already has like, you know, eight rows of keys. The way she was operating this thing, it looked like Davy Jones from Pirates of the Caribbean, like she was an octopus, just all over the place, hitting all of these pedals, clicking this one in, clicking this one out, moving this knob down below, moving this one here while still playing. And I'm just like, how? And it was making this insane. Insane sound. It's just one person. I always thought, like, when you hear an orchestra, that sound that was coming out was a combination of, like, you know, the horns and the strings and everything else like coming together. In fact, it was just one person. I must have watched 30 minutes straight of these videos of just like, holy crap, I had no idea.
Well, most of the instruments we know today have been around for
very long time.
Very, very long time. So that makes sense. Anyway.
Like I said, it's a total squirrel moment, but it was one of those things where I was just like, you know, when you go down the YouTube rabbit hole of like, you know, deadliest snake in Australia and you end up, you know, somewhere where you're like, oh, this very rare ant that exists that if it died, the entire ecosystem of a nation would fall apart. Like, it was like one of those kind of things where I just sat there and just enthralled by it for 30 minutes.
Well, keep an eye on your baseball life. If you're a Mets fan, you're stringing to life real close. Detroit stringing real close. Astros have almost fallen off. I mean, there's a bunch of teams on this thing that couldn't potentially just miss the playoffs.
Meanwhile, the Rockies are 46 games back of the Dodgers. 46.
Well, McCabe Brown from Normal, Illinois, threw five innings the other night against Seattle.
Hey, he got to five. Hey, give it up. Maybe I'll give him a picture now on ESPN.
When we come back, the Big Dumper had some juice. I don't know how much juice there is in Seattle for this. We'll get to Thursday Night Football next. 105.1 The Fan. 503-864-6326. That's the fan text line. We'll debut a segment at 12:15 today called 10 Toes Down. Any questions that you have for us that we must unequivocally answer can send our way. Sports, life, whatever it is.
Are organs dope? Because we're getting some feedback. People are into the organs.
It's pretty rad. Look up the organ at Lewis and Clark University. Yeah. It's insane. That's rad. I love this. St. Aloysius Church on Gonzaga's campus has a giant old organ like you're talking about. Pretty cool. I was baptized at St. Al's.
Oh, no kidding.
I was baptized at St. Al's. I was born in Spokane. John Stockton was drafted the day I was born.
Hey.
I'm a GU kid.
There you go.
Unless they're playing Wazoo, then I'm out.
Then you're out.
But yeah, I am fair. A GU kid. St. Al's is a beautiful Catholic church. I was baptized there. I had my first communion there, and I was confirmed there.
I just never, I knew what organs were.
Back when I was religious.
There you go. I never contemplated, like, those huge organs were. Like, I knew there were some that had like the big pipes that would like run under the pews and go up top. And I thought that was just like a projection thing. No, like the science of this stuff and like the angles that they're put at and the length of the pipes and like everything that kind of goes into this stuff is like, I literally like watching football this weekend, like on like in commercials and stuff like that, I will be like just like deep diving like the world's like coolest organs just to see like what. Or oldest, or just kind of see like the evolution of it, because it's so damn fascinating to me.
Well, I welcome you into my world. I'm classically trained on the piano from 4 to 18.
There you go.
So I've seen a lot of it. Like a band I really love did a show at Royal Albert Hall. There's like a 90-year organ, 100-year organ at Royal Albert Hall in London. And there's a song where there's a really cool like piano intro before the song really gets going. And the guy did it on the organ, and it's like, ooh, it's kind of like a dark, shivery song to begin with. And you kind of
add those tones to it, and it's just like, I don't know, man.
It's kind of like ghost music. Mm-hmm. It's weird how, like, though a lot of those organs are in religious institutions, yet they give off this, like,
ethereal,
ominous, almost eerie kind of ghostly vibe to it. Even though you think of, you know, church being, yeah, we love you, bloop, doop, doop. It's kind of cool.
No, it's like I said, it was a rabbit hole of rabbit holes, and it was one of those things. I got an earworm for it now, and I just want to know more about him.
I haven't been on a YouTube rabbit hole in a long time.
I was a YouTube holdout for a really, 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 really long time. Like, I watched videos here or there, but it was probably, God, 2012 or 13 before I really, like, got stuck in an hour-long, like, whole, like, one video after another, after another, after another, I just, you know, of a million different things. And I anytime I have questions on stuff, you know, the old Google search, like, if there's something around the house that I don't know how to fix, or, like, you know, taking car panels off on a door, like, you know, that's what YouTube's great for now. If you're either a married man or a single man, and you have to do stuff around the house or around cars, and you have no idea, you can YouTube it.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
I was never anti-YouTube or late to it. I think, I hate watching videos on my phone. I hate watching things with sound on my phone. It's just
even when there's no one else around?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Mm.
I don't like it. I do use it for that, especially as a homeowner for the first time. There's a lot of stuff I don't know how to do. Mm-hmm. I couldn't figure out how to get the bag on my new lawnmower. Dude, it was difficult. And I watched three different videos, and every guy on the video was, and these are like men.
Mm.
They were like, this is tricky.
They had calluses.
They were like, this is tricky. Yeah. Their boots had mud on them. They weren't like brand new.
They weren't brand new jeans.
Yeah, yeah. They actually were like, hey, this is the difficult spot right here, and it's what I struggled with. So I do it with that. I don't know. How do you do that? I think I get lost in the doom scroll. This is why I don't get into YouTube holes.
See, now I get that on other social media, but I just never got that on. I still like to read, which is why I still use Twitter.
Yeah.
Because I like to read.
And I don't like cesspools, so I don't use Twitter.
Mm,
fair. Although the sports world isn't too bad.
I argue that's one of the bigger cesspools.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Has it gotten real bad?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We follow the same stuff I do.
I was saying, if we want to go real sideways, we could go on, like, we could go from transition from hot organ talk to the dead internet theory.
What's that?
That there are more.
Oh, I should have asked that question.
No, there are more.
What are you doing, dude?
There are more bots on the internet than there are actual people now.
Oh, yeah.
I believe that, absolutely.
And that the internet is actually dying.
Well, I mean, it's.
I mean,
I'll buy the bot theory.
Al Gore is getting older. He did invent the internet.
He did.
And he will take it away from you.
Go for it. Go for it, Al. Albert.
He always says that
he'll take it away, and his wife will slap a parental advisory on the album again.
He always says
Al Gore
that.
Is Albert?
I would assume so.
Right?
He always says that on Futurama.
It'd be great if he was Alvin.
God.
Alvin Gore.
Al Gore. Albert Arnold Gore
Jr.
Oh, Junior.
Oh, he's a junior?
He's looking good in his old age.
Mm.
He's looking good.
He's probably 77. All silver now, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
77?
77.
I would have thought older.
Clinton's older.
Yeah, I notice he's not in the limelight anymore.
You yikes.
It happens.
Hello. Nice lady.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on.
All right, let's get into it. Loaded
Transition
second hour.
Out of that sucker.
Yeah, loaded second hour. We'll get into it. We'll start. Seahawks take on the Arizona Cardinals in the NFL tonight on Thursday Night Football. Where's the juice? You got it? You like it? Loaded second hour. Don't go anywhere. 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.